Margaret Thompson will be here soon with her monthly What's On feature. But before that, a bit more news, including news that the norovirus has reared its ugly head and that singing with others can aid mental illness recovery. Plus, a local animal charity is helped by a walking womble. And to start, news of a train journey that's benefited East Anglia's Children's Hospice.
Following a highly successful charity express train journey, Greater Anglia has handed over a cheque for £12,000 to the East Anglia's Children's Hospices, also known as EACH charity. The special service was chartered to travel around the region near to the charity's three hospices in Quidnam, Milton and Ipswich, using two diesel locomotives which are retiring from the region. Sam Loveday, the Director of Income Generation for EACH, said it was a great occasion for rail enthusiasts, allowing them to indulge their passion whilst backing our work, caring for children with life-threatening conditions across the region and supporting their families. In addition to its wider fundraising work, the charity is currently raising money towards the Nook, a new hospice for Norfolk to succeed Quidnam. Jonathan Denby, Head of Corporate Affairs for Greater Anglia, said, "We're delighted that our special rail tour to raise funds for EACH was such a success."
Two Norfolk animal charities have taken delivery of a clutch of new shelters thanks to a walking womble. Amanda Spooner from Flegborough set off on a 20-mile trek through the New Forest wearing a bulky Orinoco costume, adding to the fun and to the difficulty. Alongside Jackie Talbot of East Bilney near Dereham, her efforts walking through the woods and fields and wading through bogs raised over £1,500, three times the original target, for the Wet Nose Animal Aid charity. The money's been donated to Hillside Animal Sanctuary at Frettenham and Pact Animal Shelter at Wood Rising. At Hillside, they were able to buy ark shelters for smaller animals, such as goats and pigs and rescued deer. And at Pact, they were able to purchase 9 hedgehog units for their new wildlife building, helping sick hedgehogs to recover before releasing them back into the wild. Mrs. Spooner regularly raises money for small animal charities.
The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, NNUH, is introducing visiting restrictions this week as the norovirus stomach bug is circulating widely in the community. While no wards are currently affected, there have been 2 confirmed cases in patients who have come into hospital during the last couple of weeks. Dr. Ngozi Alumogo, Director of Infection Prevention and Control at NNUH, says, "We are restricting visiting as a precaution. Our advice is to wash your hands as a matter of routine with hot soapy water. Hand sanitizers and alcohol gel will work against some bacteria and flu viruses, but they will not protect you against norovirus. We are asking people not to visit the hospital unless absolutely necessary, and not to bring in children aged under 12 years old. It is important not to visit the hospital if you have had a stomach bug or have been in close contact with someone who has over the past 3 days."
Up to 93 new homes could be built next door to Norwich City Hockey Club's grounds in Taverham. Esco Developments is seeking outline permission from Broadland District Council to build on a 14-acre field off Beach Avenue. The scheme would be for a mix of 1, 2 and 3 storey homes, of which 32 would be classed as affordable housing. It also includes plans for a new junction layout between where Beach Road and Ringland Road meet. The development would sit to the west of the hockey club and south of the Wensum Valley Golf and Country Club. Planning papers state that existing woodland would shield the new home's visibility from the golf club grounds. Earlier this year, the golf club revealed its own development plans. It's proposing to build a £4 million leisure complex and 72-bed hotel on its site, also off Beach Avenue.
A city firm which helps to raise funds for the nation's top charities has been accused of exploiting young workers by only paying them commission instead of the minimum wage. Norfolk and Suffolk Promotions, which has been used by charities including Battersea Dogs Home and the National Deaf Children's Society, claims in job adverts that staff can earn up to £27,000 a year in marketing roles with uncapped commission-only pay. Paying fundraisers commission goes against the fundraising code of practice unless certain conditions are met and has been criticised by MPs. The company, which asks fundraisers to approach people in the streets for donations, claims that workers are self-employed and so it is acting legally by not paying them the minimum wage. But former workers, said the company, based in Silver Road, Norwich, uses a business model which can see people work up to 10 hours a day without guaranteed pay, as the pay is entirely based on commission.